Before we join together in prayer, I'd like to take this opportunity to say a huge big thank you to so many people who've contributed in different ways to our online services of worship over these months. And during this time of Advent and Christmas, thank you to those who've been involved again in different ways contributing. Also for the young church, some of whom have been on a journey with the wise men, and you would have followed that if you've been on the church Facebook page. In our magazine that was delivered the other week, there was a little booklet, Comfort and Joy. And these are readings that begin for you on Christmas Day and take you through the 12 days of Christmas. And I hope that you'll find that these readings give you time just to reflect and to be aware of God's presence this Christmas time. On Christmas Eve, we do have a service. The online service for Christmas Eve will be available from the day before, which is the Wednesday, the 23rd. And that's a collection of music, of carols, of words to help us reflect as we welcome Christ, the newborn King. The church will be closed on the Sunday, the 27th of December, but we do have online worship on the telephone and through the laptops and so on. And on the 27th, it will be a special service led by the present moderator of the Church of Scotland. And church reopens again the first Sunday in January. May you all know God's richest blessing this Christmas time. We bring our prayers. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, come as light into our world, bringing food where there is hunger, peace where there is war, and justice where there is exploitation. Come as light into our lives, bringing happiness in our homes, joy in our relationships, contentment in our work and our leisure. Come as light into our darkness, bringing love instead of hatred, good instead of evil, hope instead of despair. Come as light into our souls, bringing faith instead of doubt, fulfillment instead of emptiness, life instead of death. And in the stillness, we bring to God our own prayers this Christmas time. Lord, hear us, graciously hear us. And we pray together now in the words that Jesus taught us, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Hi, it's me, Ella. Merry Christmas from Ella, Janet and Grandpa.
Take two. Take
one, two, three.
Come
and join us.
Thank you.
And so a special blessing for this Christmas week as we enter into it. As light filled the sky for the shepherds, so gracious God, may your glory shine in our hearts. As a star guided wise folks from the east, so may your love guide our footsteps. As John the Baptist witnessed to the light, so may we bring light in turn to others. As you came through your Son shining in the darkness, so be with us even in life's bleakest moments. In your grace and mercy, may Christ, the light of the world, be our light and our life, now and forevermore. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this Christmas week and always. Amen.